Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That is our website. I'm your host, Joe Chile, and we're pleased to have back once again today Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development. You're familiar with Alex and Will from AlexandWillBuyHouses.com. They've been on the show numerous times, and we've talked to Bill, brought Bill in with Severin Development, and talked a little bit about that in the a couple of previous shows. And our last show, we talked about Birch Creek Run, which is a patio home development that Severin Development is doing in Alden. And we want to kind of hone in on this a little bit more today. First off, can we start with the phone number so that people can get a hold of you? We usually give this at the end of the program. I want to mention it, you know, right at the very beginning of the show today. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. This is Bill Severin, and the best number to reach us would be my cell phone. That is 716-818-0207. That's 716-818-0207.
All right. Let's continue a little bit, Bill, talking about these the patio homes. People have gotten, you know, there's real interest. We've gotten some questions with regard to this. And I think people are honing in again now on, they get the idea that you're going to have, 21 homes or whatever in this area. But they want to know some specifics about it. Maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the interiors, some of the floor plans, how similar they have to be, you know, that they're not necessarily cookie cutter from house to house to house. Where did you come up with the idea for this and the first layout, the original layout? Because you have a model home there, right?
Right. We do have a model home, and that's open few days a week, and we'll talk about that. But basically, we took what we thought was the best opportunity to find the to build a somewhat small home. It's 1,400 square feet, but it is two bedrooms and two full baths, so that you have a private master bath, and then you also have a what could be your second bath, your guest bath. We have a nice size kitchen with eating area. The eating area is right in the front of the house. We've got one thing that people remark when they see the house, there is a lot of natural light. We have a lot of windows, probably more than normal in a patio home. And then we have a nice size room. I think our great room is about 28 feet long. So we have a nice room that's both dining and living. And what we can do with some of the kitchen designs is we have about four different possibilities for the kitchens in this plan. So it can be built the way we have our model that's there on West Main, or we can actually open it up to where you can walk in the front door and you can look through the entire house. So you can walk in the front door and see the fireplace on the far end of the great room. And if someone prefers a much more open plan, we can do that too. So, it gives us a lot of opportunities. It gives the home buyer a lot of options.
Now, when you talk about people actually touring the home, when you talk about the open houses, who is there? Who are they going to see? Are they going to meet you, Bill, when they
yeah,
come in there?
I'm not there every day. I have a couple other associates that work with me, but we are open Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7, and then we're open every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. So, and you know, the other thing too, Joe, is we are open by appointment. So if someone wants to come out to Birch Creek Run, and honestly, during the week is sometimes easier because then we have time to walk down the street with them and kind of show them the lots and show them a little bit, in just a little bit more detail. Sometimes our open houses get busy and we're kind of just handing out the information and so forth. But we're excited about Birch Creek Run. We'd love to have you just call me, make an appointment, just come out and take a ride out and walk through the house with us. We can show you a lot of the options, a lot of the possibilities, and then we can take a walk down the street. The weather's getting better. We've got some nice weather to hopefully walk around and see what the lots look like.
All right, when we talk about this, and I'll focus again back on Alex and Will, let's take for an example, we're looking at an overhead view, okay? You know, we're in a drone or a helicopter looking down at Birch Creek Run and the development of patio homes. What are we seeing? What does this look like?
Well, we actually have our model on the existing road. So we're at 13030 West Main Street. That's Birch Creek Run, right in the village of Alden. And what we were able to do with the site was establish a model patio home on the existing street. It has a nice lot there to the east side of the property. And then a little bit to the east, or I'm sorry, a little bit to the west, we have a beautiful road, straight road. It's actually a paver brick road. That's we have beautiful. Our lampposts up. This spring we'll be putting up our birch trees, okay, Birch Creek Run. Mm-hmm. And what you actually get is a nice, simple community. We have 10 lots on either side. The one side's nice and wooded. We have a nice pond in the back. And that's really just a nice rural setting for a private community.
It's not a very intricate road. There's not a lot of houses that have pie. There's actually no houses that have pie-shaped lots or weird, you know, lot lines. They don't back up to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really just a straight shot, little niche private community. And it looks beautiful. There's a fence at the back of it with a pretty little pond and everything. It's a very rural setting.
And that way no one's in your backyard. You're not looking over anyone else's backyard, which is kind of nice.
Do you have an idea of, you know, the size of each lot?
I believe they're 50 by 85. So a little bit bigger than the house. You get a nice option for an 8x10 patio in the back, and then you still got room for some grass. But like Alex had mentioned as well, all landscaping, grass cutting, it's all maintained. So we do provide a nice little outdoor living space for you, and then a front porch. But the lot sizes are about 85 by 50.
Okay. We're talking to Alex Will and Bill Severin from Severin Development. We're talking about Birch Creek Run in Alden. This is a new patio home community, and they have a model home out there that you can see. Also, tell us, you can actually look at this on Facebook, so let us know where people can actually
Correct.
Go on Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook as Severin Development. If you go to our page, you'll see a lot on Birch Creek Run. We have a virtual walkthrough. We have our open house hours, and then all of our contact information. Like my father said, if you call him, we can even do a private showing, which is also very nice. Mm-hmm. And again, his number is 716-818-0207 for a private showing at Birch Creek Run.
Okay. Now, 1,400 square feet, mm-hmm. I should say, the size of the home. Now, you talked about the great room. You talked about fireplace. You talked about, the kitchen, two-bedroom. Now, they have full basement?
Full basement. And actually, we have an option to finish an additional 1,000 square feet in the basement. So now you're required to put an egress window in the basement. It actually provides a lot of lights, about a 5x5 window. Almost looks like a sliding glass door down there. So a lot of ample light. And then the nice part is we've seen with the demographic already that an older couple might want some more room for some grandkids to come and play, possibly visit. So being able to finish just about 1,000 square feet, yeah. Gets you a very nice sizable home.
A third bathroom, too.
Oh, possibly a third bathroom as well in the basement. Mm-hmm. So you can actually do a lot of modifications in the basement. And again, that's still within our price range between that 260 to 300. So you get a lot of options for what we believe is one of the best values for a patio home.
Now, when you talk about options and you talk about two bedrooms and you talk about the kitchen and the great room, things like this, how many options do you have on the openness or the size of these individual rooms?
Well, we're working with 1,400 square feet, so it is limited to a certain degree, but we use a truss system. So our walls are all completely, actually not even, they don't need to be there. What that allows is we can change some of the, like my father had said, the layout of the kitchen, as well as where some of the doorways go. Something that we were actually talking about off air is our floor plan is only one step. So these are very easily ADA compliant. We can make the door cases a lot larger. So we can do a lot of different custom finishes, even with granite, backsplash, under cabinet lighting. We can go on for days. You're going to have to come to the open house to get all the details. But we have a lot of options on how to customize. We typically hear, on 1,400 square feet, we can do a lot of different changes. So even though you're buying a patio home, a community, condo home, you can make it just yours, which is very nice.
One step. Now, when you say this, so one step up. Mm-hmm. What about ramps and things like
that? Well, we can do that. Obviously, when our engineers designed the site, we wanted to make sure that every single house was only one step or a potential ramp, okay, to get into the home. And then the exterior living space that Will explained is also a step or two, okay, so that we try to keep it as level as possible. you'll see in the model, we also have a first floor laundry room. Mm-hmm. You know, people walk through the house, they look through the bedrooms and bathrooms, and then they don't realize that we also have enough room up there for a first floor laundry room, which people have, you know, maybe said they want to do another bathroom, whatever the case may be, if they can walk down the stairs to the basement. But if they can't, you know, we have a very great plan for that aging demographic and someone who might benefit from having a first floor laundry room.
Mudroom type, you know.
Mudroom, yeah. It's actually off to the side. It's very nice and private. It's away from the living space. So if you don't want to finish your laundry right away, you know, you can leave it on the side over there. But it's a really nice, efficient layout for the lifestyle.
And when you start talking about Birch Creek Run, you have two-car garage, is it?
Correct.
Yeah, full two-car garage.
And every house actually comes with a concrete driveway standard. So it's kind of nice. It looks very nice and bright from the outside. And then you also have your little front porch. So we do try to pull in a little bit of the outdoor living. A fully functional two-car garage, plenty of space for a nice couple.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I think it sounds really exciting, and the fact that the community there in Alden welcomed you guys in, you partnered with them to kind of get this all put together, correct?
Exactly. They were very welcoming, very easy to work with. Our approvals went through, you know, very quickly. They actually rewrote
their code.
Yeah. Thank you. they actually rewrote their code for our patio home community. So. Like I said, they're very accommodating, and they've welcomed us, and now we just need to start adding families. And, you know, Joe, the one thing that they had expressed to us was there is this demographic in Alden, and they were talking to us about the fact that a lot of people were getting, you know, as they're aging and downsizing, they were leaving Alden, and they would, you know,
like to keep people in the community.
Exactly. They would
helps
like
the
to
tax
keep
base, helps
in
everything out, right?
Helps exactly. Everything. So,
okay, so Bill, your phone number so that people can get a hold of you.
Yep. Our phone number, my phone number would be 716-818-0207. Again, it's 818-0207.
Birch Creek Run, and you can also check out Severin Development, SEVERYN, Severin Development. Right. On Facebook. Thank you for joining us
once
again.
Thank you again.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN.